States agree to reduce the Colorado River usage. Officials in Arizona, California, and Nevada have agreed to a new conservation plan for the Colorado River. The river in 2021 was officially labeled in drought conditions, a distinction that has already been fact among conservationists and ecologists who have been sending warnings for years. June 2021 was also when the Colorado River sank to its lowest point in history. Lake Mead, the largest reservoir in the United States, and powers what it's most known for, the Hoover Dam, is also at historic lows. Lake Mead is a water supply to farms up and down the Central Valley of California, not to mention major cities such as Los Angeles, Orange County, San Diego, Phoenix, Las Vegas, and all told, the water supply from the Colorado River serves at least 40 million people. The new plan calls for water conservation systems, temporary holds of water in the lake to be released and then used by all downstream, as well as voluntary and notable temporary compensated reductions in water usage. All told, $200 million in funding will be used to pay people to leave their water in the reservoir over the next 2 years, with half of that money coming from the federal government through the recently passed infrastructure funding law. This is in addition to a shared goal, 500,000 acre-feet of water per year, which is more than any previous agreement. An acre-foot, by the way, is how much water it takes to flood an acre of land with 1 foot of water, which is about 326,000 gallons. This past 20-year drought is a problem throughout the western United States. The reservoirs that store water from Wyoming to Colorado, Arizona to California, were at or near capacity when the drought began in 2000, but now are only about 37% full in combination. A warming climate is also contributed to being harder to get water into the reservoirs in the first place. Let me paint this picture for you. Warming temperatures have shrunk the river's flow, even when precipitation is huge and the river basin is near normal. So for example, last year's snowpack was about 9/10 of a 10-year average, so about 90% there. But the runoff, reaching the reservoirs, was just about 1/3 of the normal amount, which is to say 60% lower than it should have been. And this is because of dry soils, thirsty forests, rangeland that needs it. Everything soaked it up along the way because it's so starved. Which just goes to show, after a drought so long, efforts now to conserve, or even on times that we have normal usage, are still exasperated by the problem at hand. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to find this episode, many others like it, or check out the long form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.